The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. In the 1950s, I was a baby boomer in saddle shoes and a school uniform. I lived in a brick house, ate cereal, and wanted to be a teacher or a nurse until I married a handsome man and had children. My dad went to work. He fought in the war that pushed all the bad men to the other side of the world. We hoped the president would be able to keep them there, behind the Iron Curtain. Everything behind the Iron Curtain was the color of iron. It was dark most of the time. People walked hunched in their overcoats. Beneath the occasional street lights were bleak circles of gleaming rain. There was nowhere to go because there was no freedom. They picked out for you what you were going to be when you grew up. Worst of all, they hated religion, and if you survived the atomic bomb, they would come to your fallout shelter and shoot your mother because she taught you to say the rosary. By now, I've learned how to make ideological statements about capitalism and communism, socialism and democracy, wealth and work. But I've been delighted lately by a novel called Red Plenty by Francis Spufford that's been leading me around the Soviet Union of Nikita Khrushchev, and it's a fascinating, lively place. This is a novel with footnotes. It unfolds as a series of vignettes, events with real and almost real people that could likely have happened, and the footnotes flesh out the background and keep you clear on what parts the author made up. The book presents Khrushchev's Soviet Union as a utopian dream, and the key to the dream is the planned economy. An economy not subject to vagaries and chance. An economy so productive that comfort and wealth would flow to everyone. An economy and a government which failed, for many reasons, as we know. But wait, says Red Plenty. The Soviets did not say, let's build a failed economy. A lot of people thought it would work. There were people who tried hard, and people who were snarky, and people watched it fall apart before their optimistic eyes. The vignettes of Red Plenty show us a little bit of everyone. Nikita Khrushchev mulls the economic possibilities of the hamburger while telling Henry Cabot Lodge that capitalism's days are numbered. Students attend workshops to learn how to disrupt the American exhibition in Moscow with their questions. A genius mathematician realizes that modeling the Soviet planned economy is no ordinary math problem. A Gosplan official reluctantly reallocates cellulose fiber intended for the production of sweaters to the production of tires. We watch the early phases of industrialization gobble and pollute the environment. We are shown how all material wealth comes from things like wheat and turnips and cabbages. We see people motivated by family ties and compassion. We see people motivated by greed and power. Many of the scenes take place in ordinary daylight. Seeing past the American propaganda machine so that you can ask intelligent questions is easier when looking at the past than at the present. It's not hard to forgive yourself for cherishing the simplistic absurdities of your childhood, and when you do, you open the door to the possibility that some of the beliefs you still hold could be equally simplistic and absurd, especially beliefs about the enemy. Especially if the enemy is plotting to break your rosary and steal your future. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.